And here's your morning news. At a cabinet meeting held March 9th, Governor Leymanu Paletimanga said to directors, "Remember our country and its people. They placed us in these positions of leadership, and we need to make sure we take care of them and make their concerns a priority." Issues discussed at the meeting held at the Department of Agriculture conference room include the territory's response to COVID-19, the rollbacks, the recent tsunami warning, the fiscal year 2022 budget, food stamps being issued electronically, and solutions for the morning traffic in Nu'uli. The media is not invited to cabinet meetings, unlike the previous administration. A press release discussing the March 9th meeting was issued just yesterday by the governor's office. Discussing efforts to keep COVID-19 out of the territory, Governor Leymanu said, "We have had successes in managing COVID and have resources available to continue dealing with this ongoing issue. There's still COVID funding that needs to be used. As leaders, we need to find ways to put this funding to work. If we do not use it, we will lose it." He urged directors to focus on using the COVID-19 money within its intended scope and to ensure it's spent legally. Leymanu stressed that the administration should always be strategic in devising the best way to use federal government funds effectively and transparently. "This is because funds not used may have to be handed back. I encourage you to work closely with the federal government to help them understand our needs and how they can help. The vast majority of lawmakers in Washington have never been to American Samoa or know anything about us. It is our job as leaders to help them understand who we are and our local issues." The governor stated that one of the goals since the beginning of his administration is to pay your workers and pay them on time. He urged directors to pay those who are serving our territory tirelessly. "This is very important to me and the Lieutenant Governor. If I cannot live off my salary and military benefits, how can I expect someone working for $12,000 to $16,000 a year to? Also, pay off our debts." The governor also told directors that the morning traffic in Nu'uli needs to be addressed. He also mentioned that a conducive solution would be for departments to decentralize their services away from the town area. Leymanu stated, "If we spread some of our services and offices away from town and begin to place workers in some of these offices and closer to where they live, it will eliminate the traffic during rush hour." Also at the March 9th cabinet meeting, the Director of Human and Social Services, Muavai Fatasi John Suisala, explained how the Electronic Benefits Transfer, or EBT program, would start processing food stamp benefits directly onto recipients' cards. Currently, EBT cards are used primarily for WIC benefits. Director Suisala is hopeful that this program will help lighten foot traffic in large crowds around the main DHSS offices in Utulei. Lieutenant Governor Talawenga Eleasalu Ale told the cabinet, "If you have not seen the bigger picture yet, this has been the governor's priority since day zero, holding each other accountable for all our actions." He continued, "Our theme is accountability. Hold your workers to a higher standard of accountability and remember that their performance is a reflection of your leadership." KHJ News will report more on the cabinet meeting in our next news bulletin. The location of ASG housing units at Lyons Park will become part of the expanded campus for Nu'uli Vocational Technical High School, as well as new offices for the Department of Education. This is according to the Director of Administrative Services, Afalava Eleki Afalava, whose department looks after government buildings. Several homes on Lima Street, some of which were newly renovated, are being demolished this week. The tenants, which include doctors and teachers, were first told that they have to move by the end of March. However, they were informed last week that they need to move out by tomorrow. The Administrative Services Director confirmed this is what happened. He said all of the affected tenants have been offered assistance for housing and all have agreed to move out by tomorrow while the demolition work is carried out. He said the expansion of the Nu'uli Votech campus and new buildings for the Department of Education are needed. The new DOE buildings were to be constructed on the lower campus of Tafuna High School. However, after protests by parents, students, and alumni of the school, those plans were shelved. One of the buildings to be constructed is a new headquarters for DOE. The LBJ Hospital, which renovated several of the units being demolished on Lima Street, is scrambling to save some of the materials before the bulldozers move in. a member of the New Mexico Laguna Pueblo tribe as the new U.S. Secretary of the Interior. Deb Haaland has become the first Native American cabinet secretary in U.S. history. The U.S. Senate voted 51-40 yesterday to confirm the Democrat Congresswoman to lead the Department of the Interior, an agency that will play a crucial role in the Biden administration's ambitious efforts to combat climate change and conserve nature. Yesterday, Congresswoman Uifatalia Mata offered her congratulations to Secretary Haaland. "I want to welcome and congratulate Secretary Haaland, my former colleague," said the Congresswoman. She mentioned that she wants to come and see American Samoa on a visit soon. "I know Secretary Haaland as we serve together on the House Natural Resources Committee. She is qualified and ready to provide steady leadership to the department, and she takes her place in U.S. history as the first Native American in this role. I'm pleased to have the top leadership of the department in place so that work and decisions can move forward. The role of the Interior Department is always important to the insular areas." More good news for the 189 travelers in the second repatriation group now in quarantine at the Tradewinds Hotel. They all received negative results for their first COVID-19 tests since arrival. The tests were conducted Friday and all were informed the next morning that everyone's test results were negative. With the negative test results, the travelers were able to receive food and other items dropped off at the hotel gates, and they've also been able to leave items for their relatives to pick up. In addition, they're now able to get out of their rooms and relax by the poolside or pavilion. There was also a Sunday service in the pavilion. It's also been conveyed to the group that their period of quarantine has been reduced from 14 to 12 days. In related news, the COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Lee Auditorium reopened yesterday. The public can get their shots at the Lee Auditorium on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 3 p.m. Both first and second doses are available. Bring your photo ID and hospital card. If you do not have a hospital card, bring two photo IDs. COVID-19 vaccinations are also continuing at the Tafuna Family Health Center on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 8 to 3 p.m. Again, first and second shots are available. On those days, only the Well Baby Clinic will be opened, while the rest of the regular clinics will be closed. Regular clinics at Tafuna Family Health Center are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at the new KHJ News podcasts in English and Samoan language, visit Talanay.com. Have a great morning. That's your news. I'm Joey Cummings.